I'm extremely proud. We were a little bit better last week than round one, and we're a little bit better again round three. And we've had a mantra of continuing to grow and learn. And when you have conditions like that, comes back to a little bit of old school days. Felt like I was back in Tassie a little bit there with all the wet weather. But you just got to win the contested possession. You got to win the tackle count. And it's not pretty, but it's a bit about heart. And with such a young side, I'm extremely proud. And I think our members today, I'm not sure the crowd, be close to 50,000, would assume. They come out to support us in conditions like this. Hopefully they're enjoying the growth of the kids as well.
What impressed you the most today?
There's lots. We're down on contested possession, in fact, at half time, and I reckon in the second half we're about maybe 20 in front on that stat. So that was important, and it's also the even contribution. Mark Murphy and Cruz have had terrific starts to the season. I reckon they had double figures of tackles, 10 or 11 tackles. Cripper in and around the contest. Thought Simon White intercepted well. And we also should acknowledge Samo Petrescu-Seaton in those conditions, and young Tommy Williamson. I thought they held their own. It was a really important moment for us before the game when Styx Kernahan came in and presented young Williamson with a Guernsey and just told him what it means to play for our club, and I reckon a little bit of that spirit rubbed off.
Is the sort of mattering of injury, given there was such a struggle in those conditions, does that make it special?
I think anything that you get, and a win's a little thing that you get, if you've had to earn it and work for it, it's a little bit more satisfying. But full credit to Essendon, because they were in the game all the way, so I must acknowledge it was two sides having a real red hot crack.
Brendan, was the pride ended a little bit after the round one loss? You know, a lot of the commentary was about how bad Carlton's going to be this year, and it's going to be purely development. Can you talk about the whole group's response from round one to now? Because, you know, it feels like you're up off the canvas a little bit.
Pride ended. I've said it a lot. I sound repetitive, but we're not being defined just by wins and losses. I've said that because of the nature of where we're situated as a footy club. We're not absolving ourselves from trying to win games. So the external noise is what it is. We respect everyone who writes about footy because they're an important stakeholder in the game. And they help us get to do what we need to do, but we don't get distracted by it.
You don't want to be defined by wins and losses, but do you want to be defined by a win like that? Method of the win, the heart that you spoke about?
Yeah, we said right a year and a half ago, unity, pressure. Those two things won't change that we want to be defined by. And this year, the growth of that is we want to be more consistent quarter to quarter. And from round one to now, we've just grown a little bit each time and we've got more consistency. So that's the step up from last year to this year. We want to be more consistent.
You mentioned a few players in, and you've seen without Simon White, but just in defence as a group, Ryan, Clowning, you know, their small forwards and rec, but Havoc and you guys were impassable in the end.
Yeah, what did Danaher kick one today, did he? Mm. Yeah, so Rose had some big jobs of late. He's had Rewalt round one. Round two, he's had Hogan. Round three, he's had Danaher by and large. So you're right, it's about the collective effort to make sure there's pressure when the ball goes in, but I think Roe needs a little bit of acknowledgement as well, because they're big jobs. They're big jobs. Well, we took a really cautious approach. We always will with any head injury. And we gave it to late in the week, did all the testing, and he was progressing well each day. So the doctor called it on selection late on Thursday. So they went through due process.
Patrick, with the jaw, and how much you admire, talk about courage and that all the time. He's getting old again today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know the injury. I was proud last week that we remained disciplined, but Cripper comes from tough farming stock. wins clearances, tackles, wins contested possession. So he's going to be a really good leader for us for a long time. And, you know, you see it, that sort of approach rubs off on people like Wietering. Got split open today, come back on, did a role for us up forward, and we needed another number because we needed to play with grit, and he did.
So he came back on. That's one thing. How is he?
I haven't spoken to him now, but it was right to get back up and play. So this game requires you to play through duress and endure, and he's doing that a lot. He got a knock around one, so he's had a good initiation this year.
You speak of Steve Cunningham coming in, and you know he would have really made a point of Carlton and everything. But just the importance of the opposition being today, the rivalry, and a side that's developing, how much that would mean to the boys.
I'll listen a little bit more about what it means to play for Carlton and the rivalry. Sticks presented a jumper, and just with all our young guys who are debuting over the last few years, we've made sure that we've connected back to our past players. It's really important because we respect that we're in the game for whatever period that is at our club, and we want to respect the past. And this was just another occasion. Last week we had Reece Jones and co come in, so he just talks about what it means to be a Carlton person, because he's a genuine Carlton person. And young Williamson played with some spirit.
You had an old bloke debut for Chris Palmer. What did you make of this game?
I think I'd have to go back and reflect on the tape to make a real accurate assessment. There's so much congestion and scrappy footy, it's sometimes hard to see the detail. I'll reflect on that during the week.
Perhaps highlighted by some interest, you said, I'm glad we did as a coaching staff.
John Barker and Timmy Clark have done a lot of work with him in and around midfield setups and structures. They're quite detailed now at AFL level, as you know. So he's learnt those quick. Just poise. He's got a lot of poise, hasn't he, under pressure. So I think he would have had 7 or 8 tackles. So he's going to be a good long-term player for us. We should be a lot of blue baggers out there smiling at the little signs we see there.
In a game like this, moments are so incredibly important. What did you think of the skipper's goal from... very dead in the pocket,
and
when the game's very much in the balance.
He's led from the front. He's having a really consistent year on the back of a huge pre-season, and he's worked really hard on his leadership. He's worked hard on assisting others, but most importantly, he's leading out on the game when it counts. So they're important moments. They're really important moments for us and him.
There was an interesting out-of-bounds, or deliberate out-of-bounds call there in the third quarter James Kelly beat the ball out of defence, Kate Simpson, so let it go across the line. Did that make sense to you? Can you recall that one?
No, I can't really recall it exactly. I just think we just got to have a look at the intent. I like the idea of this rule because it keeps the ball in motion and the game alive, and I think players and supporters love seeing the game alive. It's really important that we just keep looking at the intent of the player when the ball went out of bounds, and the umpires will consistently look at, was that a good decision or not? That's part of reflection. Yeah.
Did you get any
injuries out of it? No, not that I'm aware of. No, obviously we just got to knock and come back, but other than that, I haven't had anything yet. Well, it's straightening this up a bit. He's still learning the role, as are our other forwards. But I've said a lot. We'll play him based on where we need him. But at the moment, our defence is holding up, and it straightens us up forward, so we'll probably stick with it for a while. He had good grounding last year and over the pre-season in defence, so I think he's generally going to be a swingman in time, but it's only his second year. Yeah.
Mark, where can you find the two that sort of come to club the last couple of years? So how important are you to sort of structure his own play?
Yeah, well, it relies on pressure from the midfield to get that intercept possession, but if you look at Marchbank and Plowman's numbers over the last few weeks, they've been quite strong. They are still young in age, as is Doherty. We've also got McCready and Williamson now down back. So they're a young defence learning the way, but they're doing quite well, showing good signs.
You mentioned before praise to
White
for his intercept marking, but some are saying it's probably his best game for the club. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on your thoughts?
Yeah, I just thought he positioned well behind the ball and gave us re-entries inside 50. We had maybe 20 more inside 50s in the game, and his positioning behind the ball was strong. So that's good growth for him. Was it his best game or not for the club? I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the detail. I've only been here a year and a bit, so a bit hard to make that assessment.